Treetown Sound with Matthew Altruda on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Oh, it's Happy Father's Day. Hello, everyone. You're tuning to Treetown Sound. I am your host, Matthew Altruda, on this beautiful June 20th, 2021. I have an incredible Father's Day show for you, but it's not just all Father's Day stuff. I have the incredible Danny Darling in studio today. That's going to come up in the second segment. She has a brand new album called The Future, which drops next Friday. I have two new songs that no one's heard yet, which we will debut on the air. She also has a performance coming up on the 24th at Ann Arbor's Summer Festival. So looking forward to talking to her. All of that coming up next segment. We're going to do some Father's Day songs. I'm not really too sure how to start off this show properly. First and foremost, happy Father's Day to everyone out there. I personally have had a wonderful Father's Day spending time with my son, and I'll let everyone know that I beat him today in disc golf, keeping the Daddy Belt World Champion title for now. It was just a day. He's actually better than me, but what are you going to do? Also, you know, today's also kind of a sad day. I know that it's Father's Day and we celebrate our fathers, but there's many listeners out there, many people who have lost their fathers. And today's a day that we remember their greatness as I think about my grandfathers. And for all of you who know have your father with you, my condolences to you and your family. And I'm sending healing and loving vibes over the radio today because, man, it's a hard day when you're missing some of the most important people in your life on a day of celebration. I'm going to start off this show proper, and it almost is almost hard for me to do in some ways. And I'm going to play Sam Corbin, Don't Ever Grow Old, because it's truly one of my favorite songs from 2016 from his album, Let the Fire Burn Strong. And it's pretty incredible that it just falls on today because the song's about, you know, the birth of his child and not ever growing old and trying to support your child and guide them through life. But Sam also had a tragic loss in his family and lost his father this past week. So my heart goes out to him and his family in this super tragic time and hoping they can find some peace today and Sam can hold his child and think about don't ever grow old, I would assume. So we're going to start it off proper here on Treetown Sound. Happy Father's Day, everyone. We're going to cry a little bit this show. You know, that's how Treetown Sound rolls every once in a while, or maybe even every week. This is Sam Corbin with Don't Ever Grow Old.
The full moon's rising up overhead, casting a shadow over your bed, and the silence is loud in your ears like the beat of a drum. Your mind is racing, pressure is building. You feel like the world's gonna crash through the ceiling. So you stare at the moon through the window and you wait for the sun. You used to be fearless, you conquer the world. You're protecting your dear little girl, and the world has changed, and you worry that it's changing too fast. To teach her well and everything you know, and you watch her discover it. You watch as she grows, and you hold on tight to the moments as they pass. Don't be afraid to hold on to your dreams. Have a little faith, you'll burst at the seams. Live for today, go out and be bold. Let the fire burn strong, don't ever grow old. Let the fire burn strong, don't ever grow old. to take in the view, the sun rising up so long overdue. When you gather your courage and you begin to prepare for the day, there's a feeling you get when the morning light breaks and you put in the effort and you do what it takes. But when that hand drops, you gotta work with the cards as they lay. Don't be afraid to hold on to your dreams. Well, have a little faith and you'll burst at the seams. Live for today, go out and be bold. Let the fire burn strong, don't ever grow old. Let the fire burn strong, don't ever grow old. Let the fire burn strong, don't ever grow old.
This is Tree Town Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Try.
a little bit of soothing Sufjan Stevens for you off the Illinois album. That is The Man of Metropolis Steals Our Hearts. And that song I did not pick tonight, that is from my son, Carter L. Trude. I was like, hey, for Father's Day, what song do you want me to play on Treetown Sound tonight that you want to pick for me? And he's like, well, it has to be Sufjan. Why don't we go with Chicago since I'm going to college in Chicago? I'm like, nah, I played that 2 weeks ago. And he's like, how about Jacksonville? I was like, nah, I played that for the Sufjan Bowl in February. So we ultimately went with that song, The Man of Metropolis Steals Our Hearts. I haven't played that since 2016. So one of my favorites. It's Father's Day, Treetown Sound. Danny Darling is in studio, so I'm trying to keep it cool on the air while she's getting ready to talk up her brand new album and her performance at Top of the Park next segment. Before that, though, we're going to do some more tributes to fathers. And this one I've played on Father's Day for the last 10 years, maybe nine, who knows. But I'm talking about Theo Katzman, his album Romance Without Finance, who you may know Theo from Wolfpack or listening to this show. He's probably my most played artist on this show, dear friend of mine. But on his first album, he did something that you don't really see a lot of artists do. And the song is Growing, Growing Gone. And I haven't played it since last Father's Day. And it's a poem that Theo's late father, Lee Katzman, wrote for him. And Lee was an incredible musician before his passing about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. But he was a trumpet player on Johnny Carson's show. He was a big New York City jazz guy. And you wonder why Theo is so talented. But he took this poem that his father wrote for him and used to read to him as a child. And he turned it into a song and put it on his debut album. And it's one of my favorites. This is Growing, Growing Gone by Theo Katzman and lyrics by Lee Katzman on Treetown Sound.
made and locally played.
Tree Town Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Do you really think I could go a Father's Day show without playing Papa Don't Preach by Madonna? You really can't. I mean, I just had to. And maybe there are some fathers out there that didn't really appreciate this song. But hey, what are you going to do? It's Father's Day. It's Tree Town Sound. And it's Michigan's very own Madonna and representing Michigan, as in the university. Go Blue. All right. So I have Danny Darling in front of me. We're going to come back next segment. She is going to be live in studio. But the song we come back with we're going to be going for a ride on the Tree Town Sound back in the day-sicle to 1963, because we have just one more Father's Day song that just has to be represented on this show today. All of that on Ann Arbor's 107.1 right after this.
John Daniels here from...
You never have to be a member to get the best prices at Venus, your home for fun, sexy style. For a limited time, get free shipping on your order. And get our famous Twisted Knot t-shirt for only $9.99. Just shop Venus.com and use promo code EVERYONE to save today. No membership required.
Looking to update your home? Maybe add a new deck or hot tub? Now you can with a home equity line of credit from True Community Credit Union, with rates as low as 3.5% APR. As part of our True celebration, we're giving you a chance to win the outdoor giveaway to kickstart your home updates. To register for your chance to win or for information on a home equity line of credit, visit TrueCCU.com. Federally insured by the NCUA. APR equals annual percentage rate. No purchase necessary to win.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
There's Father's Day, and then there's Father's Day at Lowe's, where Dad can experience it all. Like a Craftsman 224-piece mech set for $129. And a Blackstone Griddle Starter Kit, including cover and accessories for $198. So this year, let Dad loose at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, Craftsman Tool Set and Blackstone Griddle Starter Kit offer available 610 through 623, U.S. only.
Today tastes like a sunny day. Like firing up the senses and cooling them down with an ice-cold Coke. It tastes like a flaming hot grill and backyard games. Today tastes like a Sunday ritual, and it never tasted this good. Summer tastes better with Coca-Cola.
If you're loading up for a blowout barbecue this weekend, don't forget to pick up Coca-Cola today.
We're going to make your windows twinkle.
We're going to make your gutters sparkle.
We're going to make your driveways, decks, and sidewalks glow.
Twinkle, sparkle, and glow.
Oh, those gutters are going to flow.
ShackShine washes windows.
ShackShine cleans gutters.
ShackShine power washes driveways, decks, and sidewalks.
And boy, oh boy, do we do Christmas lights.
ShackShine.
It would take you 7 Saturdays to do what ShackShine can do in just a few hours. House detailing by ShackShine.
ShackShine.com.
Music. Tree Town Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Let me tell you, say, my daddy.
Pretty much every show now, we're going for a ride on the Tree Town Sound back in the day. That was Detroit, 1963, the Marvelettes with My Daddy Knows Best. What a cool song that is. And you know, it's kind of true, especially in my house. It's a fact. The daddy does know best. So I am joined now by Danny Darling, a local Ann Arbor musician born and raised. Yeah, she went to college in Chicago. We'll forgive her for that. But she's been really, really full speed ahead with her music career over the last couple of years, and especially like the last year. The pandemic has been extremely difficult for so many artists. But like every time I get on social media, I'm like, Metroid Times, there's Danny Darling. Real Detroit, there's Danny Darling. All different radio stations, all this different coverage. Artists are killing themselves for coverage right now. Not Danny Darling. Every time I turn around, there's her pretty face on the cover of a magazine. Joining me in studio now is Danny Darling. Hey, how's it going?
Hello. I'm doing swell. How are you? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Man, it's kind of true, right? You've had an unbelievable year with the media.
Yeah, I think I was supposed to have a big year with shows. And I think once the pandemic shut that down, I, you know, doubled back and kind of started focusing on another strength of mine, which is, you know, I don't know, publicity, I guess.
Seriously, you want to be my publicist?
We'll chat.
No, it has been pretty incredible. But I mean, it's also because, I mean, your approach to music, you're making a genre of music that is maybe not one of the most popular right now. And it's definitely a true expression of yourself. Your artistry has always been very psychedelic, lo-fi, almost like turn the lights down, put on a lava lamp and relax to Danny Darling.
Yep, absolutely.
And this album, when you sent it to me, was like a step up. Is that fair to say?
Yep, absolutely.
The production was much stronger. Yeah. The layers of the sound was much stronger. It definitely had a little bit of electronica feel to it, but you still kept your soul.
Yep.
And I saw Afrofuturistic Dream by the way of retro sounds.
Yep, you got it.
Did you come up with that?
I did. I wanted people to see where I was coming from because it's called The Future. But when you hear it, you're going to feel like you're right there in the 70s. So I wanted to kind of explain and clarify that vibe because it's very retro, but it's futuristic. So
futuristic, psychedelic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what draws you to the genre of music?
I think most of my really pressing influences around the time I was conceptualizing the album, I had listened to Dark Side of the Moon, Are You Experienced, a lot of Roberta Flack too. So there were some 70s voices that were kind of swelling once the pandemic really hit, and I was kind of turning inwards and kind of looking back at what artists were singing about when there were other struggling times, like coming out of the 60s, et cetera, and Motown. So I think that inspired me, and I play guitar, so of course I wanted to keep it. You know, there's some shoegazing in there, of course. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you nailed it perfect. It's definitely not bedroom pop. Mm-mm. It's nothing even remotely close to that. And you do go on a psychedelic trip with it. Mm-hmm. And there is a little bit of political undertones. There is a lot of femininity in it. Did I say that right? Yes, yeah. I did. I always want to say something else. Feminism. No, femininity. Yes. There's a reason why there's no songs with femininity as the chorus.
Oh, it's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Should make it easier to say.
I'm
going to do a song now, and this is The Sublime, which I didn't tell you which songs I was playing on my radio show. I wanted it to be a surprise. Do you want to set up this song?
This song is, it kind of is the transition from my old lo-fi vibe, and then you hear us kind of tuning up and getting ready for, you know, the future, the big band and the whole experience of my whole tribe.
That's awesome. All right. This is a debut for the radio. This is Sublime by Danny Darling. The full album comes out this Friday, June 25th. She's also performing Thursday night at Ann Arbor Summer Festival. It's a free show. You just have to register. We will get into that right after this. This is The Sublime. Thank you.
gonna take this? Earth is hateful, I am grateful to leave here.
Kind of like going through the journey of the mind of an artist in 2021 that quite possibly will stand the test of time. And I think it will, where 50 years from now, you could probably listen to that song and really get a glimpse into, I mean, where we're currently at in this world. And my question for you, Danny, since you're in front of me, you keep on saying, are we going to make it? I mean, is that, are we going to make it? Like, are we going to make it as in people?
Well, the lyric is, but we're gonna make it. And I think we are. I think we have to. You know, humans are, you know, ingenious in survival. And I think, it wasn't until the pandemic that I think I realized personally how much artists have to do with that. You know, right at the beginning, people were just like, you got any more of those live stream songs? You know, it was like, it really is important to keep, you know, the morale and keep the spirit going when people feel a little bit lost. So I think we are going to make it. I think we just have to continue to turn to each other and look inwards and reach out, you know, to each other.
I think you really, I mean, nailed that with that song.
Thank you.
And I agree. I think we're going to make it too.
I think so.
We better, at least.
Yep, we have to.
There's only one way to go right now.
Uh-huh. And it's only up from here.
It's only up from here, especially after this last year. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the pandemic starting to be over, and if you're listening, still wear your mask, wash your hands, do what you need to do. If you're not feeling well, stay at home. You have a show this Thursday night at Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
That's right. I will be at Lansdowne Park. It's behind Pioneer at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And we're going to have an 8-piece band. There will be all kind of flute sounds, trumpets, saxophone, harmony singers, dancing and vibing. It's going to be a ball.
It sounds like a ball. And you just can't show up to attend, right? You have to go to the website and say you're going?
Yes. If you go to the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, a2sf.com, then you can find me on June 24th.
And is there other artists playing that night?
That night, I think Sabbatical Bob will be at Fuller Park at 6, and some of them are playing with me, so they're a really good band. I'd say check them out for sure.
Cool. So you got a night of music planned this Thursday, and then the next day, it's not your first album.
No.
But for me, it kind of feels like it is your debut album of you being behind the reins of your music career and knowing exactly what you want to do, and you evolved to this moment to be like, all right, I'm ready.
Yes, I think definitely. I think this was the first project where I was able to do live recording with my whole band instead of just kind of tinkering with my own equipment at home, like kind of bedroom pop situation. And none of the decisions were made out of necessity or lack of resources. So I think that was what made this different. I also had an engineer, shout out to Fundamental Sound Co. and Taylor Greenshields, also Grove Studios and Leon Loft, that kind of helped put me on my path to be able to make this project. It's been amazing.
You've had a lot of supporters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's because a lot of people believe in you.
Yeah,
and that's,
I love it.
That's super empowering as an artist when people believe in your music and believe in you. And I hear it all the time. People ask me all the time if I know your music or if I know you or have I seen you live. So it's definitely working.
Yes, I hope so.
And I think this new album is just going to bring it to the next level because, I mean, like most artists, when you put out a new sound in a new direction, you just want to like delete all your old songs.
Yeah.
Not that you want to do that, but
I had a moment a couple weeks ago, yeah. And I was like, you know, there's a journey. There's a journey.
There
just
is a
it.
Journey. And well, I love calling you. Your Twitter handle is Soul Galaxy Girl, mm-hmm. And it's pretty much spot on for you.
Yep.
You're very cosmic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And all right, so the title track, The Future, which is obviously the name of the album, that's what title track means for those keeping score at home. Was this the first song you wrote for it?
No. I'd say I had a lot of different soundscapes and demos of songs. The Future was just, I think the night that we had a New Year's Eve session at Grove. It went 7 hours long. And I think at the end of the night, we had so much music, but that one really popped out at me as when I was having the most fun that night. So
that's the way to do it. And is this going to be the first single on the album?
No, The Down is the first single. And we did that way just because I think that one is kind of your more standard kind of R&B kind of jam.
It really is.
Whereas the others are kind of go off in their own directions eventually.
So yeah. How about me? You come on my radio show and I don't even pick your first single.
It's okay. I like to hear what people like.
Yeah, I liked it all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think I liked The Future the best, but that's just my taste. And, you know, I'm definitely one of those people where I listen to an album like, that's my favorite song. And the next week I'm like, no, that's my favorite song.
Oh, same. I change up my favorite. As it goes along. Yeah.
Without a doubt. So the good news is if you want to hear the new title track, you can wait till June 25th till the album drops and you can tweet to me and be like, why were you playing those songs? You should have been playing that, and send your hate tweets. I'm used to it. It's all good. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. It was so much fun. And I look forward to seeing you live very soon. Hopefully this Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, this is not the title track, but it is the name of the album, which I guess makes it the title track, but not the first single. Regardless, this is Danny Darling. Brand new album drops June 25th. It's called The Future, performing at Ann Arbor Summer Festival Thursday. And something tells me another Ann Arbor show coming soon. This is Danny Darling on Treetown Sound, Ann Arbor's 107.1.
It's all so
Consider That a Glimpse into the Future. That is The Future by Danny Darling. The album drops June 25th, this upcoming Friday. You cannot hear those songs unless you just listened to them and recorded them with a cassette tape so you could listen to them again. Otherwise, you're going to have to support this album, and I would highly suggest you do. Buy the album on iTunes, support it on Spotify, buy artist merch, do everything you can to keep the local music vibe going. I will let you know after this long pandemic, artists need your support more than ever. Obviously, Spotify seems for free. You can't go into Starbucks and get a coffee for free. So support them by giving them money and merch. And as always, just Venmo them millions of dollars. We support that here on Treetown Sound. Go see Danny Darling this Thursday night at Ann Arbor Summer Festival. I got to give a shout out to my sponsors, as always, the Bank of Ann Arbor and Sonic Lunch. I have no major Sonic Lunch announcement coming, but I will say one's coming too. And it's going to be really good news. And I'm super fired up for it. But besides that, there's no news. Also, Orion Automotive Services, they've been loving cars since 1994, providing automobile maintenance and repair services for European, domestic, and Asian vehicles. You obviously made a big investment on your car. You have to take care of it. Go see Rich at Orion. And as always, if you're having car problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Rich ain't one. Go see Rich at Orion, conveniently located on Jackson Road across the street from the BMW dealership, OrionA2.com. So we are not quite done with Father's Day yet. Carter asked me to pick a Father's Day song for him, which makes no sense because it's Father's Day, not Sunday, but I still complied because we always do things for our children that don't always fit perfect. So all of that right after this on Tree Town Sound, Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Hi, I'm Doug Manz.
It's time you spend your days outside doing everything you love. Well, we spend our days inside doing everything we love. At California Closets, we can help you reorganize any room in your home during our summer savings event. Save $500 on your closet, pantry, media room, or home office. You'll love our ideas and seeing your rooms transformed. Save $500 during our summer savings event. Schedule your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The Lexus RX. With dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen, it's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Venus, your guide to fun, sexy style, knows you can't wait to get back to enjoying everything there is to love about summer. And at Venus, you never need to be a member to get our best prices on summer fashion and swimwear to make the most of the season. In fact, for a limited time, everyone can get either our famous Twisted Knot t-shirt or our basic leggings for just $9.99. Venus's lowest prices ever. You also get free shipping on your entire order. Just go to Venus.com and use the promo code EVERYONE to save today. No membership required.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Treetown Sound with Matthew Altruda on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Save some face. You know you've only got one. Change your ways while you're young. Boy, one day you'll be a man.
help you understand. Smile like you mean it. Smile like you mean it. Looking back at sunsets on the east side, we lost track of the time.
Truly words to live by. Smile like you mean it. That is a Killers original song covered by Tally Hall. And it was featured on the OC soundtrack, which was a TV show that I never watched. But people loved, and a lot of people became really huge Tally Hall fans because of it. Really was a huge shot to their career to help blow them up initially. I play that song only once a year on Treetown Sound, and it fell on Father's Day. And the last one fell on my birthday. And tomorrow is my half birthday. Yes, no one celebrates my birthday on December 21st. It's 4 days before Christmas. It's cold. No one cares. But tomorrow is my half birthday, and I'm going to party like it's 1999. So this is the Father's Day show of Treetown Sound. And, you know, I went this whole show without playing any dad rock, no yacht rock, no dad rock, which is something I need to accomplish right now. You can't have Treetown Sound without dad rock on Father's Day. And if you're going to play dad rock on Treetown Sound, you have to play the Ann Arbor King of Dad Rock, so you know who we're going to play now. And I even played him last week. It's Ann Arbor's very own Bob Seger. This song is about Ann Arbor, and it's Father's Day. And for all of you that are headed to Main Street right now to have a beverage with your daddy, this one's for you. Everyone have a safe Father's Day. Thanks so much for listening to Treetown Sound. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. Up next, Mark Copen with Under the Radar Radio. All right, this is Bob Seger, Ann Arbor's very own, with Main Street.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer, little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street.
the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet as she made her way down that empty street, down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. Main Street.